Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to the Anti-Anxiety Stoic. Ever feel like your emotions are running the show? Like you're on a roller coaster with no brakes, just soaring up and crashing down with every little thing? Yeah, we've all been there. That's why today we're diving into something crucial: building emotional intelligence through self-awareness. Now, I know what some of you are thinking. Emotional intelligence sounds like another one of those fluffy buzzwords. But trust me on this, folks. This is the real deal. Emotional intelligence isn't just about being a nice guy or feeling all the feels. It's about understanding your emotions, how they work, and most importantly, how to use that knowledge to navigate life with more calm, control, and courage. Think of it like this. You wouldn't try to fix a car without first understanding how its engine works, right? So, let's break down 5 key takeaways that'll help you build your emotional intelligence muscle. First up, recognize your triggers. We all have them: situations, people, even certain thoughts that can send our emotions spiraling. Think about it. Ever get stressed when someone cuts you off in traffic? Or maybe a certain type of criticism sends you into a spiral of self-doubt? Identifying these triggers is the first step to managing them. You know that feeling when you're about to lose your cool and suddenly you catch yourself thinking, "Here we go again." That's your intuition kicking in. Next, practice mindfulness. This doesn't mean becoming a yoga guru or meditating for hours on end, though those things can be helpful. Mindfulness is simply about paying attention to the present moment, your thoughts, feelings, and bodily sensations without judgment. It's like taking a mental pause button whenever you feel overwhelmed. When you start practicing mindfulness, you become more aware of how your emotions shift throughout the day. You might notice that you feel more anxious when you're scrolling through social media or calmer when you're spending time in nature. Okay. Those little insights can be powerful. Thirdly, learn to label your emotions. It might sound simple, but putting a name to what you're feeling can actually help you regulate it. Instead of saying, "I feel bad," try being more specific. "I feel frustrated," "I feel overwhelmed," or even "I feel disappointed." This level of detail helps you understand the nuances of your emotions and respond in a more constructive way. Think of it like having a personal emotional dictionary. The more words you have, the better equipped you are to express yourself accurately and manage those feelings effectively. Now, let's talk about expressing your emotions healthily. Bottling them up is never the answer. It just creates pressure that eventually explodes in unhealthy ways. Instead, find healthy outlets for your emotions: talking to a trusted friend or family member, journaling, exercising, or even creating art. Remember, it's okay to feel your feelings. It's how you express them that matters. And finally, practice empathy. This means trying to understand other people's perspectives and emotions, even if they differ from your own. Think about it. By developing empathy, you can build stronger relationships, navigate conflicts more effectively, and become a more compassionate person overall. It's like expanding your emotional vocabulary beyond just your own feelings. You start seeing the world through a wider lens of understanding. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're at work, and your boss throws a curveball, a last-minute project deadline that throws everything off schedule. You might feel overwhelmed, anxious, even frustrated. But instead of letting those feelings control you, you take a deep breath, practice mindfulness for a few moments, and remind yourself, "This is just a temporary setback." Then, you label your emotions as frustrated and overwhelmed, acknowledge their validity, but choose to focus on finding solutions. You calmly discuss the situation with your boss, brainstorm options with your team, and even find ways to turn this challenge into an opportunity for growth. See? Emotional intelligence isn't about suppressing your feelings, it's about acknowledging them, understanding them, and using that knowledge to make smarter choices and navigate life with more grace and resilience. Remember, folks, building emotional intelligence is a journey, not a destination. There will be ups and downs, but the most important thing is to keep practicing, keep learning, and keep showing up for yourself even when it feels tough. And hey, don't forget to share this episode with anyone who might benefit from a little dose of emotional intelligence. Until next time, stay calm, collected, and courageous.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.